Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A win is fun. This one, probably not. A lot of things that we've got to get better at. You know, there are some positives in this football game, but it's kind of hard to see those when you see a lot of the mistakes that we made. You know, I see a football game where, you know, one of our plan to wins is Eagles don't beat Eagles. And, you know, we did not do that tonight. We were working on beating ourselves tonight. We lost our starting center in there. He had to club his hand, and then we didn't do a good job of handling snaps, which kept them in the football game. My hat's off R2 Maine. I do think Maine played very hard. I think they are a good football team. But I do wholeheartedly understand that Georgia Southern should play a whole lot better than we did tonight.
Coach, I guess a positive, you had three backs call over 100 yards tonight. Some really big plays. Unfortunately, a lot of those did not result in punching you in the end zone. So that's kind of the good and the bad.
Yeah, we had some explosives too. That was one thing that I thought coming out of the first half, you know, when I was kind of asked about what I thought about the first half, I was like, well, the defense is playing really well, but our offense is not doing anything to have explosive runs. I thought they took that challenge in the second half, and to be able to have some big runs like we had, to be able to rush for what we did, is definitely a positive. But when you have seven opportunities in the red zone and only one of them results in one touchdown, it's going to be hard to win football games that way. So obviously we got to figure out how to finish drives. We got to figure out how to put a touchdown on the board because we're going to need those points.
Coach, I know Maine was able to score a couple times late, make it close, make you guys have to recover an onside and run the clock out. But it seemed like after the first drive there that your defense was able to kind of lock down and be able to do the things that you wanted to do. What all did you think that your team was able to do against the type of passing offense that maybe didn't have the same success against last week?
Well, I think Maine is a really good football team. I think that quarterback's really good. I think they got good wide receivers. I think they're going to win a lot of football games. I do. I was proud of our defense from what they did. The disappointing part is how much in the offseason we talk about finishing football games. And, you know, tonight we didn't put the thing away like we should have. We had an opportunity to step on their throat and take care of business, and we didn't do that. But I am proud of the defense. I'm proud of what they did. I just don't like the way we finished.
Justin Tomlin getting the start, you know, his first career start, having almost 200 yards of total offense. How much did he improve in this week after having, you talked about, you know, the pride you had in him after that second half against us. What improvements were made to have the night to tonight?
Well, I'm proud of Justin. You know, there's going to be some things on film that we're going to be upset about with him. But an overall picture with him, you know, took me, and really right up to game time, not knowing that he's going to be the starter, you know, that's tough on a young man. You know, he was thrown into the game last week against LSU, and then, you know, then he becomes the starter this week. So I'm very proud of what he did. We saw some good things out of himself, saw him be explosive, saw him run the offense. You know, a lot of things that went wrong on offense with the errant snaps and all that, you know, you can't put blame on Justin. Again, fundamentally, we got to get better, and that starts with me.
Coach, how was the Wirtz decision made before the game? I guess, you know, when was it made and how was it made?
Well, to be honest with you, we felt like we were going to go Justin Tomlin, you know, since Thursday, just because Shy hadn't really practiced. You know, but we were going to see how he progressed on Friday. We were going to see how he warmed up today. But we went ahead and told Justin he was going to be the starter. But we were going to see how Shy looked.
So do you leave this game with more concerns or more positives when you look back?
Well, I think, you know, when we watch this thing, I think we're going to sit there and go, man, there's a lot of great things we can build off of. But I told the team in the locker room, it's hard to win football games. Fortunately, we did win. But playing the way we played tonight, we're not going to win many games. And so I challenged them. I challenged the coaches. And first and foremost, I challenged myself to make sure that we go play better fundamental football. We can be a good football team. We can grow into a great football team, but we're going to have to clean up the things that are going to beat us in the game because self-inflicted wounds.
Coach, at the end of the first half, Maine had the ball, and you guys, it was kind of a weird scenario. You guys elected to call a timeout late after the fourth down or the third down play. Can you kind of walk us through the thought process from you guys?
Yeah, what I wanted to do because of what the score was, it would be in fourth down. I wanted to call a timeout to get them to punt, and I wanted to try to go block it. They did a good job of coming out and saying, okay, we're just going to throw the ball up and throw it out of bounds and run the clock out. We were just trying to make something happen and get more points on the board.
You had a little momentum with that touchdown, with Justin's touchdown, and you guys elect to try an onside kick. It doesn't work. It looked like you had some momentum. Do you regret that, or do you feel like that was something that you needed to do with that?
You know, hindsight 2020 for sure. But when we watched the first kickoff, we saw their front two guys bailing out. And we thought we could steal a possession there. And do I regret calling it? No. I think we've got to take chances and opportunities like that to try to steal a possession. Because they got it, yeah, I mean, I can sit here and say I regret it. But what I thought happened really well was the defense went out there and got a stop. And, you know, we were able to get the ball back. Hurt us on field position, but defense did rise to the challenge.
Coach, on Monday, the guys in the press conference talked about being excited to play at home. It was definitely anything but a usual week because of weather, but players were ready, fans came out. How did you feel about the community coming out despite a very unusual week?
Man, I tell you what, I don't know what the capacity was and all that kind of stuff, but, man, just to walk out there and see our students show up, to see the home side fill up, you know, it felt good that, you know, Eagle Nation had our backs. And you know, after a crazy week of not even having school, to see that many students show up, that's awesome. And, you know, I really, you know, want to say hats off to them for doing that and can't wait to play here again and show that we're going to be a better football team for them to come watch.
Coach, it seemed like there were a lot of peaks and valleys in this game. You know, you mentioned some explosive plays, and then, you know, you had some penalties that hurt. You had some defensive lapses where they're able to get back into the game. In the last couple of years, it's been a pretty young team. Now you're a more experienced team. Is that something where, you know, you can really point that out and lean harder on guys who are more experienced, who have been through it, who you can really, you know, point at those things and say, you know, that needs to be smoothed out, it needs to be more consistent?
For sure. You know, we do have guys that are experienced. We are playing some young guys, though. And, you know, for that to, yeah, I mean, you lose your starting center, you know, there's people where you're filling holes in, and then you got to gel, you got to come together, you know, and make yourself, because again, every year your team's different. And unfortunately right now, we're not playing the way we played last year as far as not beating ourselves. You know, but the positives is you can see things that go, man, this could be a good football team. And I think, you know, if we challenge our guys, we challenge our leaders, we challenge our coaches, challenge myself to go, hey, don't panic, keep doing the things we know that work and clean up this stuff where we're trying to beat ourselves, we can be a better football team.
Tucker Brinson, he said that after last week that him and Kendall, they came in, you know, with conference expectations, and they lost that after last week not having a great week. Tonight, Brinson having 7 tackles. How do you think the defense, you know, stepped up to the plate, like that you said, and responded from last week's performance?
Again, I'm very, very happy with what the defense did. You know, they were embarrassed last week. And for them to come out, and again, you know, Maine has shown to put up some yards and put up some points, and for them to come out and rise to that challenge, I think that's great. Again, you know, probably the biggest disappointment is just the finish part. But again, I think the defense came out and did what they needed to do.
Coach, on Maine's first drive, they converted 2 third downs in a row, and then had a third one, a third first down by way of penalty, and then after that there were 2 of 14 on third downs. I guess, what did you guys change defensively, if anything,
on third downs? A lot of it sometimes is settling in and seeing which way they're going to attack you. That's the hard thing about defensive football. You can study, but they're going to have the wrinkles that they want to attack your defense with. And so I think it just took a little bit to get settled in. I thought our coaches did a really good job of getting our guys adjusted. I thought our kids did a really good job of taking the coaching on the sideline. And then obviously the results then started to show.